Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
No relief yet for well over a million customers across the tri-state area. Utilities say they are still working to restore outages caused by Tuesday's hit from Tropical Storm Isaias, and some people may have to wait till next week. That is a word from PSEG Long Island, which still has north of 200,000 in the dark. Con Ed's Tim Cawley has somewhat better news.
We expect the vast majority of customers to be restored by Sunday night. And some of the most arduous restorations, if you can think about a lot of damage impacting several customers or single customers, that'll go into early next week. But the vast majority of customers will be restored by Sunday evening.
Con Ed had an additional restoration effort yesterday morning when an overnight lightning strike knocked out power for thousands in Manhattan and Queens. They're back now. JCP&L President Jim Fultz says they are working as fast as they can with a real mess.
Our DPW crews have been out there with our police and our fire department, and we wish that we could go in and help out and take these trees that are all tangled up in wires. But unfortunately, you need those linemen out there and folks that are specialized in that to be able to get those lines out of there, make sure they're de-energized. Crews are out and about.
In Connecticut, more than 300,000 customers still without power. Utilities there saying some folks will be out till Tuesday, which is a full week after the storm. Expect more quarantine checkpoint stops this weekend. More than 200 vehicles stopped during the first days of the mandatory stops. 47 at the Goffles Bridge on Wednesday, 166 at the Outer Bridge on Thursday. And city officials tell the Advance the two Staten Island stops are just a test run for more this weekend. Right now, unclear if those checkpoints will just be on Staten Island or if they will expand to other locations as well. Mayor de Blasio says the numbers will grow greatly, and the goal is to send a strong message about the city's two-week quarantine for anybody coming in from 35 states considered coronavirus hotspots. Officials say these checkpoints have been running smoothly so far. When cars with plates from those states are stopped, sheriff's office officials require them to fill out a Department of Health form and promise to quarantine for 2 weeks when they come in. If you refuse to fill out the form, it's a $2,000 fine. If they catch you violating the quarantine, $10,000. Well, Governor Cuomo has given the okay for New York schools to reopen, but there are still a lot of questions.
Governor Cuomo says all regions of the state have an infection rate hovering around 1%. Now, the governor says that means schools can open, but with 749 districts, it's impossible to have one statewide plan.
I can't fashion a plan that will work in every school district because they are just too different.
SUNY Empire State President Jim Malatris advises the governor on education. He says masks are mandatory where social distancing can't be observed.
So we strongly recommend that mask wearing happens in DOH guidelines, even through the course of instruction and other activities through the school day.
UFD President Michael Mulgrew says in a statement that parents and teachers must be confident schools are safe before they can reopen. And the governor agrees, saying without both, there will be no in-school classes. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
This is how it started. Instagram video of police knocking on the door of a Black Lives Matter protest organizer in Manhattan. Derek Ingram refused to open the door, started a live social media feed.
Slide the warrant under the door so I can take a picture and give it to my representative.
Ingram talked to his lawyer on Zoom. Protesters gathered outside. More police came, complete with a helicopter and crews closing off the street. Tense situation went on for a couple hours. Finally, police retreated without arresting Ingram. Authorities say he's wanted on charges of assaulting an officer. His group says he will turn himself in today and that they plan a protest march. Well, one more iconic city event is not happening thanks to coronavirus, the annual Columbus Day Parade. Angelo Vivolo is the chair of the Columbus Citizens Foundation.
Due to COVID-19, we have decided in the best interest of our members, participants and spectators, not to have our parade as usual.
Organizers say it will be replaced with virtual events. Vivolo says it will be back bigger and better next year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.